Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we will explore a groundbreaking study that examines the relationship between changes in plasma proteins and the progression of Alzheimer's disease dementia, or ADD. The researchers from the Indiana Alzheimer's Disease Research Center used advanced technology to analyze the plasma proteome of participants over time, shedding light on how certain proteins can act as biomarkers for early detection and prediction of Alzheimer's. Let's dive into the findings. The research analyzed data from 347 participants, all of whom had more than 2 measurements of plasma proteins taken over time. The researchers focused on determining whether longitudinal changes in these proteins were linked with different cognitive stages, from cognitively normal individuals to those showing mild cognitive impairment and finally, transitioning to ADD. Using a sophisticated technique called SomaScan, which measures thousands of proteins in the blood, the research identified 2 significant proteins, ACEs and IGF-ALS, associated with different cognitive stages. For instance, ACEs, involved in breaking down acetylcholine, an important neurotransmitter in the brain, showed an increase in levels, particularly in individuals transitioning from mild cognitive impairment to ADD. Conversely, the levels of IGF-ALS decreased in the mild cognitive impairment group. The study didn't stop there. Researchers identified 6 additional proteins: C7, ZCD1, IL17C, CC055, and SO5A1. That showed significant changes in individuals who progressed to ADD compared to those who did not convert. These proteins were dynamic in their behavior, showcasing changes that correlated with established imaging and plasma biomarkers for Alzheimer's, such as amyloid plaques and tau pathways. How did they validate their findings? They employed linear mixed effects models and machine learning approaches to analyze the data and predict the onset of ADD. Impressively, the inclusion of these longitudinal changes in protein levels achieved an area under the curve, AUC, of 84.8%, indicating a strong predictive capacity for identifying who might progress to ADD. So, what does all of this mean? The study suggests that tracking the dynamic changes in these plasma proteins is crucial for understanding Alzheimer's pathophysiology. Rather than relying on static measurements, capturing how these proteins evolve could provide a more nuanced view of a person's cognitive decline and enable early interventions. While this study is promising, it has drawn some critiques. The researchers' methodology was well detailed and transparent, allowing reproducibility, which is a positive sign in scientific research. However, the study was limited by its sample size. While they made significant findings, these results need to be replicated in larger, independent cohorts to confirm their reliability. Moreover, while they noticed associations between cognitive decline and protein changes, there was no mention of validating these findings against external datasets, which is a crucial step in reinforcing scientific findings. The authors deserve commendation for introducing novel insights into Alzheimer's disease research and for employing machine learning techniques to enhance predictive models. Despite some limitations, the study explores important avenues in identifying potential biomarkers for Alzheimer's and could significantly aid in early detection efforts. In conclusion, as we see advancements in technologies like proteomics and machine learning, there is potential for developing new strategies for diagnosing and prognosticating Alzheimer's disease, moving beyond traditional methods. Future research will be essential to validate these findings and explore the mechanisms linking these proteins to cognitive deterioration. Thank you for joining me today on this exploration of dynamic biomarkers in Alzheimer's disease. I hope this has sparked your curiosity about how subtle changes in our biology can tell us so much about our cognitive futures. Stay tuned for more episodes of SciBud, where we bring the latest and greatest from the world of science straight to your ears. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep being curious.